Good evening. It's always a pleasure to be up here, and I thank you for your kind attention. It's kind of a corny way to start this off, but once upon a time in a far, far away galaxy, a little green man said, "Try not, do or do not. There is no try." And I was thinking about that after I had come across that saying, how it applies to our lives as Christians. Because that is a pretty true statement. In our lives as Christians, we either do or we do not. There is no try. Consider this. As kids, children, or parents especially know this, you tell your child, go clean your room. Later on, if they're like me, as I was as a child and sometimes still am, you can ask Amanda, did you clean your room? I tried. Well, that's the long way of saying no. I piddled at it, but no, I didn't clean my room. Consider this as well when applying it to our spiritual lives. Job was accused by his so-called friends of many things, one of which was committing sin with young women. To which he replied, "I made a covenant with my eyes. Why then should I look upon a young maid?" Okay, he made a covenant. So tell me, if he kept it as he says he did, God says he was a righteous man, did he or did he not keep that covenant? He didn't try. He either did or he didn't. So if I were to say, I tried not to look at her. Well, did I? Yes, I did. Did I not? No, I did not. Okay. Matthew, we can look at it along the lines of our giving or the good things that we're supposed to do. Apparently we're going to cover other ways in which we give. But Matthew 25, verses 34 through 46, it's a lengthy reading. But this is a do or do not situation the Lord has given. The Lord will say at the end of times, "Enter, thou good and faithful servant, for I was naked and you clothed me, I was thirsty and you gave me drink, I was imprisoned and you visited me. When did we do this, Lord? Well, as much as you did it to one of the least of these, you did it to me." Later on, he says, those who get denied, they're like, "Well, Lord, when did we see you?" Well, in as much as you didn't do it to one of the least of these, you didn't do it to me. Did Christ accept tried? "Lord, I tried to help this person out, but you know, I got busy with something else. Lord, I wanted to go over there, but it really didn't happen. Lord, yeah, I tried." The Lord says you either do or you don't. You do or you didn't. Consider this as well. Romans chapter 2 and verse 13. It is not the hearers of the word that will be justified, but the doers who will be justified before God. Not the people who try, who take the long way of saying, it was a good thought, but I really didn't put the effort in. It was the people who did it that will be justified. Let's look at Romans chapter 6. Chapter 2. Excuse me. Verse 6. This is Paul talking of God on the day of judgment. He says, God will render to each one according to his deeds. A deed is something you did. Well, if we're required to do good things and we never did them, then can we say that we'll be justified before God? I think not. He said, God will render to each one according to his deeds eternal life to those who by patient continuance in doing good seek for glory, honor, and immortality. But those who are self-seeking, those who take the easy way out and don't really put forth the effort, and, quote, do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish on every soul of man who does evil, to the Jew first and also the Greek. Again, we see a do or do not scenario. There is no try. This is something that I have trouble with. Do I have the fire in me to get it done? Do I have the fire in me to do it? I always try to give a talk on something that I need, because I know if I need it, probably somebody else needs it too. I need this, and I figured it would be useful for others. Do I have the fire in me? Do you have the fire in you to do it? If we can help you come to God, we ask that you come. We want to help you obey the gospel. We want to help you. We want you to begin your life of doing. We want you to do with us. If you started that life and you failed in doing, we pray that we can help you. If we can help you respond to the invitation in any way, for encouragement or otherwise, we ask that you come while we stand and while we sing.